You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Democratic nominee for president Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison tonight. Both campaigns have been leaving their footprints across Wisconsin as one of the most crucial states in the election. Back in July, Donald Trump had a 6 percentage point lead against Joe Biden among voters over 18 here in the Badger State. Fast forward, after Biden left the race, Harris became the nominee and they've had one debate. In that same poll, Harris now leads Trump by a single point among Wisconsin voters. Pollster Bob Ward on how independents are key.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Wisconsin voters over 50, Trump is ahead by 2 points. But there are some gender trends, too. Trump maintains more support among male voters around the state, while Harris is strongly backed by women in this latest poll. Election officials are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be taken off the ballot. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law, the only way off the ballot is to die. The case is currently in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants the liberal majority state Supreme Court to take the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools has once again failed to meet a state-mandated reporting deadline. This time, it's for missing the submission of its 2022 financial report. That was due last Friday. The ongoing delay, which led to the resignation of the former superintendent, is now costing the district millions in state aid. While MPS leaders promise an update soon, Republican State Senator Van Wongard is calling for accountability from both the district and the Department of Public Instruction. While details are still getting worked out, Waukesha could see some big changes in the next 5 years. Waukesha County has unveiled its 5-year capital projects plan, highlighting big infrastructure projects. Notable proposals include extending the Lake Country Recreation Trail, rehabbing a busy stretch of Moreland, and continuing renovations to the courthouse. While dealing with a projected $5 million deficit next year, county officials say they're exploring future revenue options. That could include a 0.5% county sales tax. The superintendent of Big Bend's Public Works Department has been arrested. Eric Peterson faces multiple charges, including battery and misconduct in office. The arrest follows an alleged altercation with someone in Big Bend Village Park, reportedly over a parking dispute. In 2019, Peterson served a 10-day suspension for violating the department's sexual harassment policies. Milwaukee-based Teamsters Joint Council 39 has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president, breaking from the national union's stance. The decision comes after the International Brotherhood of Teamsters chose not to endorse either Harris or Trump. Joint Council 39 represents about 15,000 workers across 3 affiliates in Wisconsin. A Teamsters national poll showed 58% of their members favoring Trump over 31% for Harris. Drivers in Milwaukee County should prepare for weekend travel issues. There will be a full closure of westbound 894 between the Mitchell and Hale interchanges from tonight through Monday morning. The closure is part of an extensive renovation project which includes resurfacing, reconstruction, and infrastructure upgrades. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, he's out there today and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. I'll tell people it was the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful. And, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the cinema this weekend, the horror trend continues as Never Let Go, starring Halle Berry, hits theaters. The story follows a family who has been haunted for years until one of the kids starts to question things. Never Let Go is reviewing well at 74% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Optimus Prime and Megatron are back on the screen in animated form and have an 89% on RT in Transformers 1, which opens this weekend and shows what the sworn enemy's relationship was like before they changed the course of Cybertron. I didn't understand and a lot of those words either. And if you're in a bigger city, there are a couple films in limited release that reviewed fairly well. Wolfs, an action comedy starring Brad Pitt and George Clooney, just premiered at the Venice Film Festival, and it's getting a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, is also in limited release. It's a documentary of a fascinating life and pulls a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez either like toying with their fans or have serious personality disorders. Yahoo recently reported that fans were devastated by the couple's breakup. That's right, people who have never met them are devastated and not focusing on the shortcomings in their own lives. Now some sources say the couple is reigniting the romance. Luckily, most people still couldn't care less. If you take a shot at Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, you might just be chased into Twitter or X oblivion. Just ask country singer Zach Bryan. The singer has apparently been listening to a lot of Kanye recently and decided to take a shot at his sometime rival Swift. Bryan insinuated the Eagles were better than the Chiefs, taking a shot at Travis Kelce, and that Kanye was better than Taylor, and then asked the ex-Twitter world, "Who's with me?" But Swift fans move fast. They came out in force to defend their girl, forcing Zach Bryan to deactivate his account. Really? Street cred obliviated by the Swift army. What would Kanye say to that? Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season 2 in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, "I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
It's 64 at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.